everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, March 6th, 2020, and we have had a heck of a week. Don't be surprised if I go really fast because we have got a lot to get through. We're going to get started off like we do every week over on YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube Analytics now allows creators to compare metrics in the deep dive section side by side in the same chart. Lawmakers in Congress have introduced a bill that would make it even harder to make and distribute content on YouTube and the internet if children under the age of 16 might be interested in that content. They specifically call out unboxing videos in the legislation. YouTube is urging, begging, and pleading with creators to get used to the new YouTube Studio before the old YouTube Studio is deprecated. Now let's dive in to Google. Google says that 70% of websites on the internet are now being crawled by Google's mobile-first indexing version of Googlebot. The other 30% will be transferred to mobile-first indexing by the end of September of this year. You can now only mark up one instance of FAQ schema on your website for the same question. So if you have a question on multiple pages, you can only use FAQ schema on that question one time, or Google probably won't show it in the search results. The Google Ads mobile app now has a dark mode and has new features for the optimization score, including a notification if the optimization score changes. The search attribution report has been renamed to just the attribution report, and numerous parts of this report have been deprecated, and there is less granularity now available. Google My Business has updated their policy on photos and videos. Every single photo and video now uploaded to the platform will be reviewed by a Google employee, or more likely a Google contractor, before it is allowed to be shown to the public. New car dealerships can now have multiple listings in Google My Business and on Google Maps. They get one listing for the main dealership location, and then they can also have one separate listing for each individual brand of new car that they sell. Recent research by, well, me, shows that Google Maps appears to be using content on blog posts and pages on a website to directly influence rankings inside of Google Maps. Google has canceled Google I/O 2020. If I remember correctly, this is the first time that has ever happened, and they did it because of COVID-19 or the coronavirus scare going on right now. Google I/O is Google's main big stage conference of the year where they release all kinds of new products and they talk to developers and marketers about all kinds of new stuff that they have coming out. It'll be interesting to see how they adjust it to doing this without having a big show around all of the new stuff they want to release in 2020. There is now a Google Lighthouse extension for the Firefox browser. Google Assistant can now read web pages out loud in 42 different languages. Just say, "Hey Google, read this blog post by Joe Youngblood."
We're on Facebook.
Facebook is suing Namecheap, the domain registrar, over domains that have been registered using trademarks owned by Facebook. New Facebook ad accounts can no longer use custom audiences right away. A message showing up in Facebook Ad Manager now tells these new accounts that they have to wait several weeks of following the policies before they will be allowed to create a custom audience. Facebook claims to have a new AI system called Deep Entity Classification, which they say has reduced spam and scam fake accounts on Facebook by 27%. Facebook is rolling out a new version of the Messenger app they say is faster and simpler to use. Facebook updated their business to consumer messaging best practices document. Facebook rolled out changes this week to how their Messenger system can be used by businesses to communicate with consumers. Part of this update killed Shopify's Kit CRM and assistant bot that used Messenger to communicate with e-commerce store owners and help them create Facebook ads. It is completely broken now. It no longer works, at least via Facebook. Kit says you have to use it via an SMS messaging system instead. Over on Instagram, Instagram and their attorneys will be squaring off with a cafe owner in New Hampshire Supreme Court. The cafe's Instagram account was suddenly deleted in 2018 without warning or any explanation. The cafe owner is suing, claiming that Instagram didn't have the right to harm his business that way. What's really strange is that same cafe was allowed by Instagram to create a new account, and he says it took much longer for that new account to get the same amount of followers as his old profile had, and that that had a damaging effect on his business. A new survey shows that only 38% of Americans know that Instagram is owned by Facebook. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat is testing an ad audience feature in hopes of taking their ad network and their ads outside of the Snapchat app. Over on TikTok, the U.S. military and the TSA have now banned the usage of TikTok on government-owned devices. The United States federal government is also considering banning TikTok on all U.S. federal government devices. Some TikTok users are now being allowed to add a link from their TikTok profile to their website. Perhaps this is just a ploy to get more SEOs like Dwayne Forrester to use TikTok. Or probably not. Over on Twitter. Twitter, the platform that killed off Vine and then killed off Meerkat in favor of Periscope, which not a lot of people seem to use these days, has decided they're going to go all in on the story format of videos. So now that makes Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Twitter all using the story video format. Ugh. Twitter published some copywriting best practices this week for marketers making tweets they hope will convert.
Bonus round!
Let's Encrypt was forced to revoke millions of SSL certificates this week. If you're a Let's Encrypt user and you have auto SSL enabled, this isn't a big deal. It probably automatically just gave you a new certificate. If you don't know if you're a Let's Encrypt user or you don't know if you have auto SSL, you should get with your hosting provider and just make sure that your SSL certificate is working so people don't see that big scary message when they try to visit your website. South by Southwest has now lost Facebook, Apple, Warner Media, which is HBO and CNN, LinkedIn, HostGator, Amazon Studio, Merlin Network, Indeed, Panasonic, Twitter, IBM, Intel, Vivo, Mashable, TikTok, SAP, and Tim Ferriss, who happens to live in Austin, where South by Southwest is being held. All of this is over the coronavirus scare, so if you're going to South by Southwest to see any of those companies or any of the speakers from those companies, you should probably think twice about coming down to Austin, because all of them have said they are not coming, they are not sending people there, their speakers are not coming. So South by Southwest, gonna be a little barren this year. The YOLO app has raised $8 million to help people use Snapchat anonymously. The plugin Google Analytics dashboard for WordPress was recently purchased by another company and renamed ExactMetrics. ExactMetrics then upgraded to version 6.0, and when you upgrade, apparently it completely severs your connection with Google Analytics and forces you to set up the account all over again. If you don't pay attention to this, that means you're going to get a lot of zero data values inside of your Google Analytics. There's no way to get that data back. It's gone forever. But you better stop and check if you're using the Google Analytics dashboard for WordPress and make sure that your analytics is being tracked inside of your GA account and not just inside of the dashboard called ExactMetrics. When ExactMetrics updated to version 6.0, it's estimated they had around 3 million active WordPress installations, but today they have just over 1 million. So somewhere around 2 million websites hated this update so much, they just completely uninstalled the plugin and went with a different solution. I actually am one of those people. I got rid of it too. It's been a total and complete disaster. If you're a WordPress plugin developer out there, or you want to buy a WordPress plugin and turn it into a subscription, you should probably see what's happening with ExactMetrics right now and not repeat that mistake in the future. There are several WordPress plugins being targeted by hackers because they're outdated and the outdated versions have been exploitable. You have got to get in and start patching and upgrading your plugins. Check the most recent update date on your plugins too. You may have plugins that are not being updated frequently or haven't been updated in months. If that is the case, you should consider deactivating them as they will put your website at a security risk for hackers. Yelp has rolled out upgrades to their waitlist feature. Those upgrades including being able to select the seat you want to sit in at a restaurant and being able to share a table with strangers to cut down on your wait time. They also introduced their Notify Me feature onto Android devices and to the open web. Previously, the Notify Me feature was only for iOS users. A survey by Bright Local found that 94% of local SEOs make at least $60,000 per year. About one third of those local SEOs surveyed said they make over $100,000 per year. A study by Trustpilot revealed that Americans estimate they wasted about $125 each in 2019 due to fake, scammy, or inaccurate online reviews. Amazon-sponsored ads CPCs are still rising. They climbed an estimated 10 to 13% in Q3 of 2019. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition for this week. Thank you for tuning in and sticking with us through this longer than normal version of the podcast. And hey, if you're a subscriber out there in podcast land, thank you so much. If you're not a subscriber, we are up on Spotify. You can subscribe to us there or anywhere you get your podcast at. I'll talk to you next week.